Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa, and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. Welcome back to another episode in the season finale. I think I might just continue doing mini memos instead of full episodes. I think I want to just keep this a Ramadan series. If I decide to change my mind later, I don't know. We'll see, but that's what it is for now. For this episode, I wanted to continue with the Love of Hijab series, but this time I was going to share my hijab love story. So going back all the way to the beginning, I started wearing hijab very early on. As a child, I'd wear it in school, but I was wearing like the OG slip-on, slip-off ones. So just depending on my outfit or how I was feeling at recess, I would just kind of take it on and off. And it wasn't until the fourth grade when my family moved and I started new school that I decided to wear it more consistently because I didn't want to take it on and off around these new people. So I just like, I'm gonna keep it on. Plus I seen my mother and sisters wearing it growing up and I just really admire them. So I wanted to wear it too. And then in sixth grade, like going to middle school, is when I decided to play with different fabrics and let the slip-on, slip-off ones go. And I never really struggled with my hijab at that early age. It wasn't until after high school that I really started getting into fashion and experiencing with my hijab. And eventually I just stopped wearing it properly altogether. And with being so into fashion at that time, I wanted to pursue a modeling career after high school, and I did. And at that time, I had no real like true understanding of what modesty was, well, at least Islamic modesty, because for me, Western modesty was modest, and I just believed that hijab was covering your hair and not how you cover, if that makes any sense. So I pursued a modeling career, and in doing that, I compromised my hijab in ways that I wouldn't do now, and in ways that at the time I thought was acceptable, and no one made me do it. No one made me do it, but because I didn't have much understanding of my faith and I didn't have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was comfortable doing so and practicing my Islam and hijab in a way that was digestible to other people and in some ways digestible for myself. So yeah, at that time of my life, I was modeling and I wasn't practicing proper hijab, and I was at that point in my life for a little over a year. And then it wasn't until my 20th birthday that I started becoming very uncontent with the things I was pursuing and a bunch of parts of my life. And I just felt an urge to learn about Islam. And it wasn't until I was on a journey of quote unquote finding myself, and I came across this post. I saw the post that said you can't find yourself without finding your creator. And I felt like I was at a very standstill point in my life. And after seeing that post, I feel like that's when the ball really started to roll. And I decided that I wanted to learn more about my faith and I wanted to educate myself so that I can make decisions that I felt secure and content with, because at that time I just felt so lost and I didn't know which route to take. And subhanAllah, I feel like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed those doubts and thoughts in my head so that eventually I would fall upon this path. For me, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm not wearing my hijab correctly, let me just put it on right. It started with me growing a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wanting to earn his love and his pleasure, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. I was listening to a podcast on the One Path Network, which I highly recommend, and they were interviewing Adir Mahmood, which is the host for the Digital Sisterhood podcast, and Adir said something on there. She said that my niqab is a veil between me and the dunya, and subhanAllah, like that's what my hijab is for me. I mentioned in the last part that one of the things I loved most about my hijab was that it was a form of discipline for me and it helped me stay grounded. And I just feel like my hijab and my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my anchor. And no matter like how rough the waters, no matter how violent the wind, I'm anchored to my Lord, alhamdulillah. And keeping that in mind really helps me. And I'm not going to sit here and act like putting on hijab or wearing it consistently is an easy thing to decide or do. Everyone's experience, no matter how similar, is different. But I urge to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance. I feel like that would be my advice to any sister who is currently wearing hijab and struggling, or hasn't started wearing hijab yet and is currently struggling. There is no help like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I can't stress that enough. I know that I wouldn't be where I am right now, or I wouldn't be wearing hijab in the way that I am if it wasn't for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I urge to just ask for his assistance, to say, Ya Allah, make this easy for me. Ya Allah, facilitate it for me. Ya Allah, increase me in hijab and haya. Ya Allah, I ask for your help in not only putting on the hijab, but to be firm and consistent in doing so. My love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests in the way that I wear my hijab and the things that I refuse to do and say in it. I can say that I love hijab and wearing it because I do, but that isn't my reason for wearing it. I wear my hijab for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wear my hijab because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask you, do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I know it's easy to be like, the obvious answer is yes, of course I do. But what does that look like and what way does that manifest for you? If you're struggling to answer the question, turn to him and ask him for it. Ya Allah, I want to love you and what you ask of me. Ya Allah, I want closeness to you and to submit to you, but I'm struggling to do so. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Make it easy for me. Inspire that love in my heart and make it firm. Ya Allah, I want to be your humble servant and to obey you, but I am weak. Ya Rab, give me the strength and the humility. Ya Allah, make it easy for me to turn to you in gratitude and happiness and not only in fear and sadness. Ya Allah, invite me to share my happiest moments with you and my successes because they're only by you. For hijab can't be the spring of your heart. You're not just going to wake up one day and be like, oh yes, I love hijab, I'm going to put it on. You make that decision to put it on and then you grow with it and you learn to love it. We always hear verse 11 from Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah will not change the condition of the people until they change what is in themselves. Love is an instant. It takes time and it takes struggle. And that's what makes it so sweet when you finally fall in love with that thing. And in this situation, hijab. Move on to my next piece of advice is to be wary of social media and the validation of the public. In the last episode, my advice was to guard your hijab and to not be influenced by social media, but along with that, to not be the influence. When making that decision to pursue a modeling career, I didn't have a true understanding of modesty or hijab, so I would share images of myself promoting something that isn't that, and in a way was an example for some people. And when I alhamdulillah knew better, having to jump through hoops and struggle to remove those pictures of me, not from just my profile, but asking people to do the same for me. And some people alhamdulillah will be understanding, but there are some people who won't and don't understand your growth or don't understand the reason you're doing it, so it just makes it that much harder. It's just something that a lesson learned and that I really want to warn people, because not even something that I considered when I was doing it. So yeah, those are my two advices: to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance and to really understand the power of social media, whether you're being influenced or you are doing the influencing, and that you can either influence towards good or you can negatively influence some people, and that is a risky thing that can just be avoided. And to ask yourself of your intentions behind posting it, and don't ever let it be for validation of people or the public. And yeah, I haven't done the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a while, but for this episode I wanted to share the name Al-Musawwir. Al-Musawwir is the one who is the fashioner and the former of each and everything in all of creation. Al-Musawwir is the one who shaped you in his vision with his infinite wisdom and knowledge. Ya Musawwir, we know that you are the one who forms the whole creation. Shape and form us into people who earn your mercy. Fashion us into people who earn your pleasure and reward. Fashion us into people who wear hijab and who wear it proudly, who wear the hijab and it is a form of da'wah and who influence people towards good. Fashion us into people who wear hijab consistently and who earn your pleasure, Ya Allah. Allahumma ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. That is all that I have for this episode. As always, share this episode with anyone you think will benefit from it. Until next time, whenever that is, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for listening. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.